The Fayetteville Board of Health is urging Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz to consider the number of COVID-19 cases in the community and the increased number of patients in regional hospitals when deciding whether to bring students back on campus after the Thanksgiving holiday. The city's health officer, Dr. Marty Sharkey, sent a letter to the chancellor last week.
We know that this virus tends to travel very well in young people, as we saw with the surge in cases right after the students returned to campus in the fall, and that they are traveling home to places that have even higher case counts than here, Texas, Oklahoma, Pulaski County, to name a few, and that while they may leave here COVID-free, they may come back actually with the virus and increase our caseload here.
Sharkey says she's concerned about a number of things as university students head home for the holidays, starting with the fact that they'll be traveling, which the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is discouraging people from doing.
We know that we are seeing the virus spread in private gatherings in homes, which, what is Thanksgiving but that? And these are kids, you know, especially freshmen. It may be their first time home. They're going to want to see all their buddies from high school. They want to go hug on their grandma. And I get it. I mean, we all want them to be able to do that. And if they do, there's a risk that they will get the virus and bring it back here.
That increase in cases would put additional stress on local hospitals that are already under strain from current community spread. Sharkey says Washington Regional Medical Center has opened a third COVID-19 unit to treat patients with the virus, and the hospital's nurses and doctors are exhausted.
So we want there to be an ICU bed available for anybody in Fayetteville that needs it for COVID reasons or non-COVID reasons. So not just a bed, but also nurses that are well-rested to take care of you, and doctors whose brains are fully functioning and have not been up for 24 hours straight. So the exhaustion and the stress and strain, not just in our healthcare capacity, but in the human capital that it takes to run the hospitals, is what we're concerned about right now.
Hospitals are also seeing plenty of non-COVID-19 patients who are putting off seeking care and are therefore coming into the facilities sicker than they would be had they come in earlier, which is also increasing the number of people needing an ICU bed. Sharkey says she wants students and everyone else in the community to think about the most vulnerable people in their families when making decisions about the upcoming holidays.
So smaller Thanksgiving gatherings from fewer households. So right now the Board of Health is recommending for just gatherings in general, but also pertaining to Thanksgiving, no more than 10 people from no more than two households, preferably, to keep those numbers down as low as possible. Get creative with how you're gathering. You know, we are having amazing weather for November. Like, let's get outside and enjoy it.
And as always, Sharkey says everyone should continue to practice the three W's: wash your hands, wear a mask, and watch your distance. In his Thanksgiving message, which was sent to the entire U of A community on Friday, Chancellor Steinmetz encouraged everyone to do the same. He also urged everyone to consider getting tested upon returning to campus. As for students who want to stay remote after Thanksgiving, those arrangements have to be made with instructors. Also on Friday, the University of Arkansas System Board of Trustees approved a resolution instructing campuses to prioritize in-person coursework as much as possible during the spring semester while following health policy directives and preparing for a shift in teaching methods as necessary. In discussions about the resolution, U of A System President Donald Bobbitt says he's worried about the atmosphere on campuses and the morale of students.